A large chunk of the Pakistani population continues to fuel the informal economy through various measures, often unknowingly contributing to a system tier that undermines national revenue and economic transparency. Let's take the example of an average Pakistani who purchases an item from a non-registered retailer. In this case, both parties, the retailer and the customer, dodge the taxation system. Another major sector is real estate, where the difference between the market rate and the official, or DC rate, puts a legitimate Pakistani in the informal or black economy zone, many of whom do not even realize that this difference between the two rates is actually the black money they now possess. Nearly every part of the country sees this practice thriving. This undocumented system, fueled by cash deals and hidden from official records, is larger than the official economy or GDP of the country, which currently stands at around $374 billion. There are various estimates from different institutes on the size of the informal economy, placing it somewhere between $400 billion and $500 billion. Many businessmen even claim that the size of the informal economy is almost double that of the formal economy, though they do not have any studies or research to support these claims. This parallel economy operates outside tax systems, depriving the government of funds needed for schools, hospitals, and infrastructure. While it provides jobs and services to millions, experts warn it is crippling Pakistan's growth and deepening poverty. The real estate sector remains the biggest contributor to this hidden economy. Property deals often involve massive cash payments, with buyers and sellers agreeing to underreport values to avoid taxes. In major cities, up to 70% of real estate transactions use black money, says a property dealer in Lahore, who spoke to the Express Tribune on the condition of anonymity. He explains that fake documents and unnamed bank accounts help hide these deals. Construction materials, labor payments, and even rental incomes often go unrecorded, making it nearly impossible for authorities to track the flow of money. Small businesses and retail shops form the second largest part of the undocumented economy. Markets across Pakistan are filled with shops operating without tax registration, licenses, or proper record keeping. A Lahore-based clothing trader, Mohammed Asif, said that registering a business means dealing with complicated paperwork, high taxes, and frequent visits from officials asking for bribes. Most small traders can't afford this hassle, he said. A recent study by the Sustainable Development Policy Institute, SDPI, estimates that 40% of Pakistan's retail sector operates informally, costing the government over 1.5 trillion rupees annually in lost revenues.